Marketplace health insurance premiums are at risk for increasing next year. State agencies will no longer be allowed to use DeepSeek AI technology. And scientists say it'll likely be a dry spring this year. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, March 21st. I'm Deborah Ashar. Enhanced subsidies for Affordable Care Act marketplace plans are set to expire at the end of this year unless they are renewed by Congress. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports, Oklahoma's insurance commissioner says Oklahomans could see substantial increases in health insurance premiums if they are not extended.
Glenn Mulready says in a press release about 300,000 Oklahomans rely on marketplace plans for their coverage. The release says the state saw a 75% increase in enrollment through federal enhanced advanced premium tax credits, which were introduced in 2021 and extended through the Inflation Reduction Act. They provide additional assistance to those already eligible for the regular tax credits and expanded eligibility for premium tax credits to enrollees with incomes above 400% of the federal poverty level. The average cost of a benchmark silver plan for an Oklahoma enrollee is $58 a month this year with enhanced subsidies in place. That could jump to about $153 a month next year if they expire. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The state of Oklahoma is banning the Chinese artificial intelligence app DeepSeek. The program will no longer be allowed on state-owned devices, including laptops, desktops, mobile phones, and tablets. Governor Kevin Stitt says DeepSeek has security risks, and he does not want foreign adversaries to have access to state information. Another concern is the AI technology creates regulatory compliance issues for state agencies. President Donald Trump has approved federal aid to help the state rebuild from tornadoes that hit last November. We get details from State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos.
President Donald Trump declares a major disaster took place in Oklahoma in early November when two tornadoes ripped through Oklahoma City and the surrounding area. The move opens up funding for rebuilding in eight counties, and lawmakers planned accordingly during the last legislative session. They created a state disaster relief fund and seeded it with $45 million meant for matching the feds. Oklahoma emergency management officials report the November storms cost state and local responding agencies around $7.5 million in public assistance damages. 840 homes were damaged, 151 of which were totally destroyed. Disaster declarations, which usually occur much closer to the related event, depend on state requests to the president based on damage assessments. The president has sole discretion to make them. I'm Lionel Ramos.
The disaster declaration by Trump applies to tornado damage caused in November, not the fire emergency of the past week. Emergency management officials say the full fire damage assessment is still in progress. They are currently working with federal officials to determine potential aid. Spring is here, and scientists say it's unlikely the Southern Plains will see much rain throughout the season. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele reports on this year's spring outlook.
Drought is forecast to develop or persist in central and western Oklahoma between now and mid-June. The U.S. Spring Outlook from the National Weather Service shows dry conditions are likely across most of the Southern Plains. The projected dry and warm conditions come as the state recovers from a deadly few days of wildfires, fueled by high winds and low humidity. The National Weather Service says much of the nation will likely experience above-average temperatures over the next couple of months. The report says moderate to exceptional drought conditions currently exist across more than 40% of the U.S. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.